Hey everybody, I'm Ben, this is Dave. Welcome to CES 2017. We are here in the Windows Experience Center. This is a place where we get to see all the great new PCs from all of our OEM partners, all the guys who make the Windows PCs that you use at work and at home every single day.
They really bring out all the stops for CES. This is their Super Bowl. This is the main event. This is where they want to show the best of what they can do, and that's what we're here to share with you guys today.
So Dave, you know, hundreds of millions of people use Windows every single day to get their jobs done.
Right.
So I thought we could start with commercial PCs. So what makes a commercial PC? What makes a professional grade PC? And then show me what we've got from our new partners.
So professional grade PCs are built differently than consumer PCs, mainly because they have to last longer. You know, these organizations are very cost focused, so the PCs have to be repaired more easily. And so they're built with durability in mind. And they typically don't adopt the consumer features quite as quickly. But what we're seeing this year that we're really excited about is that they've added some of the really popular consumer features. You know, you take the Lenovo X1 Yoga, and it really is a lot like the Carbon that came before it, but it adds the 2-in-1 form factor we've come to expect and see a lot in the consumer space.
And what I love about this ThinkPad is that it is still a ThinkPad. So if those of you who know me through, you know, the work I did in Windows and Windows Phone, you know that I love Lenovo's because ThinkPads are built for business. They are built to be ergonomically great, great trackpads. I love the track point. This is one of those things where you either love it or you hate it. I love it. Amazing enterprise-grade keyboard. So they kept that ThinkPad pedigree, but you see how light and how thin this is. It feels like a consumer device in the body of a professional device.
Exactly, and it's not like the devices that a lot of people expect that, you know, when they're handed their work PC.
So, and you have a pen.
I do. That's the other thing I wanted to call out. A lot of the features that we're starting to see, the best features of Windows 10 with Pen and Hello and Touch, these are all landing in the commercial devices now too.
And I love this pen, not just because you can write on the screen, you can make use of Windows Ink, but that it actually has a little garage where you can dock the pen. So you don't lose it. It's not a magnetic clip. It's not something you have to just throw in your bag. It actually has a little garage that you can dock it into, so your pen is always with you. It's another one of those pro-grade features that you don't find on a lot of devices.
And it charges the pen too, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
They manage to fit a charger, and you don't lose the pen.
That's great. So what else do we have in commercial devices?
So we've also got a great Toshiba. I remember my first work laptop when I had my first grown-up job was about 7 pounds and, you know,
right,
took up a cubic mile. This is the latest from Toshiba. And under 2.5 pounds.
So light.
Great, great design detail. And again, another 2-in-1.
Flips all the way around, has a pen. So it's got a really nice pen that comes included, so you can use Windows Ink on the device.
Exactly.
I mean, I think about, you know, Lenovo is over there, Toshiba being here. Toshiba has a history, especially in their Protégé devices, of making really light, high performance PCs. I think one of my favorite PCs of all time was the Toshiba Protégé 705, R705. It was a blue PC, super, super light, had a disk drive in it back, or a CD drive in it back when that was still a thing. And they really do a great job of packing high-end specs. This is an i7, 16 gigs of RAM, but in a package that's less than 2.5 pounds.
Well, and you get some premium, again, consumer-grade features that you would expect too. You've got Harman Kardon tuned speakers, and you've also got Windows Hello, which in the enterprise space is even more important than it is for consumers.
Yeah, for data security.
Customers are concerned about protecting their data. For a business, it's, you know, business critical.
Nice. So, but we know that as important as thin and light is for kind of an everyday work environment, thin and light isn't everything. So what do we have over here?
So this is the fun piece. This is the latest ToughBook from Panasonic. And ToughBooks have been around a long time. They've really developed a reputation for durability. They're used heavily in construction and other high-risk industries, I guess you could say. But again, you've got a ToughBook with a pen. Again, the pen, you know, lives in the device. But it's not just a tablet, it's a laptop as well.
Yeah, this is...
You've had some experience with ToughBooks,
exactly.
Right?
I love ToughBooks. They have these aluminum chassis. You can really bang on them. They're water resistant, so you can actually... Some of these you can actually submerge in water. They have completely sealed ports. They're shock resistant. They're dust resistant. A lot of them have these carry handles, which are great.
Yep.
But if you happen to drop it, you can pick them back up and they're just going to work. So they are actually military tested to survive drops of up to 5 feet. I think they're tested up to 48 drops from 5 feet onto different surfaces like wood, concrete. So you can really just, you can beat these things around, and they're designed to perform under the world's most adverse conditions.
And with an industrial grade device, a device that's going to be used in a, you know, in an oil field or in a construction site, something like that can save save a business thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So great device.
Great devices and indestructible, and they're really fun to play with.
It's always fun to throw a laptop on the ground, right?
Yeah. So we've gone from commercial, we've seen the cool stuff that you can do to get your job done. Let's talk about consumer PCs. If I want to have a little bit of fun, I want a great home device. So,
sure.
And we've made the jump. So talk to me about what's happening in the consumer space with PCs.
The consumer space is really interesting right now because, again, we've got great new features with Windows 10, but OEMs are now to a point where they're getting creative with form factors. They're building PCs that you want to put on your desk instead of under the desk or in a cabinet. And the first PC we've got here is one that I think, you know, anyone would be proud to put on their desk. It doesn't look like a PC. Most people would assume it was a speaker or something like that. And in fact, it has kind of a cool surprise feature that we accidentally discovered earlier.
Yeah, this is the Samsung Art PC. So this is a full-power desktop PC. And what you can do here is you can actually unscrew the top. This is a 360-degree Bluetooth speaker tuned by Harman Kardon. So you've got your full PC right here, and this thing that's about the size of a coffee can, and this great speaker that just attaches and clips onto the top. You just put it on the top here. You lock it into place, maybe. I'm not going to lock it into place. There we go. Third time's a charm. But it's this beautiful design. I mean, you think about what desktop PCs used to look like. These big, clunky, beige boxes sounded like a jet turbine when you turned it on. Now they're here. This thing weighs 8 pounds. You can literally throw it in a suitcase and bring it with you anywhere, and it's a full power PC.
Well, and it isn't just a full power PC, it's a powerful PC. It has 16 gigs of RAM, a 256 gig solid state drive, a Core i7 processor. I mean, this is a powerful machine that's gonna do pretty much anything you need to at home.
Amazing. So what else do we have here?
We've also got some great thin and light stuff, but I wanna jump around to the HP Sprout.
Okay.
This is a really unique and different design because it's focused on creativity. With Windows, we're really looking at a kind of a resurgence of Windows in the creative space. And the Sprout is a unique device because it focuses on this area here. It uses a projector to project kind of a secondary desktop, and it also, you know, you've got your traditional display up
above. So we've got Brad here from HP.
Yep.
Brad, good to see you. Thanks
good
for hanging out.
Yeah, no problem.
Explain this thing to me, because I remember the first generation Sprout. You've made some pretty substantial upgrades. So what is this thing? What does it do?
So Sprout is a new category device, immersive computing we call it, that introduces this idea of blended reality. And blended reality is having a mixture of digital content, so two high-resolution touchscreens. The Gen 2 Sprout has been upgraded to a full 1080 HD screen. So that immersive computing combined with the ability to capture 2D and capture 3D. So in Gen 2, we've actually now introduced two different ways to capture 3D. We're basically scanning directly on Sprout. And we do that in two ways. One is a new handheld scanning technology, which you can just hold an object in a very intuitive way, and the cameras and projector will scan it, and you'll see the scan live on the screen in front of you.
Wow.
And it's real time, so it's immediate results with high resolution image texture, which is the color. And then we have another professional version scanning that uses the projector, since Sprout is inherently a projected display.
Right.
It uses that projector to create structured light patterns, and we get down to 10 to 20 micron accuracy 3D scanning. So we're spanning now the spectrum between, say, AR, VR content, 3D generation for people that are just getting into 3D, all the way to professional, pro level scanning quality for engineering, reverse engineering.
Amazing. And you can scribble on this too, correct?
Yeah. So we have a new stylus, so active stylus, 2048 levels of pressure. Gen 1 just used touch. So now with the stylus, we can completely take advantage of all of Microsoft's new inking capability. And that's the other key thing to Gen 2. What we want to do is highlight and emphasize the Windows 10 creator.
Yeah.
UI, apps, all the native stuff that everyone's already running. So we've created some kind of lightweight apps and utilities that allow the unique features of Sprout, the camera, the stylus, the multi-screens, to use seamlessly so you can orchestrate all of your apps on the two screens. And because it's a new category, dealing with multiple screens is a new thing to work on.
Yeah,
that's
for
the
sure.
Immersive kind of natural user interface we're working on.
And this is what I love about, you know, the current generation of Windows PCs, is that there really is something for everyone, and there's a PC from our partners for every specific use case. This is not something that I'm obviously going to throw in my bag. I probably wouldn't necessarily have it in my desk as my everyday work PC, but right. for very specific scenarios, it is the best tool for the job.
That's what we're finding. So 2 years after Gen 1 launch, we're finding that creators love Sprout because of the immersiveness. You basically have a pen digitizer, full screen, lots of screen real estate. So it's a creator's dream. And now, you know, Windows Creator is actually adding 3D, built-in native yeah. 3D support, as well as all the inking. So it's like a perfect fit for what Sprout does. There's other devices, including the Studio mm-hmm. Pro, but Sprout does add the 3D capture and 2D capture element.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and we're gonna spend some time with the HP team later, taking a deeper look at Sprout. But I really appreciate it. We got to keep moving. I could talk all day about this, and I'm sure you could too. But there's a lot of other great stuff to show. And Dave, I want to make sure that we get over to there too, because that guy just got announced, correct?
It did. Yeah, this morning. This week. I'm not sure exactly when. Got to keep track. But this is the Gram from LG. This is the latest from LG, and I want to make sure you get a good shot of the profile there. This is a good example of a manufacturer that you're familiar with, kind of taking the design prowess that they have, the skills that they have that you know and love, and applying it to a PC. So it's a laptop, but you know. It's super lightweight, and again,
I think the thing here that blows me away about this device is how light it is. It is 2 pounds, 2.1 pounds, incredibly light. And this is, you know, from a manufacturer that you may not think of as a mainstream consumer when it comes to PCs. You know, a lot of people know them, LG, from refrigerators, dishwashers, washing machines, phones. They make beautiful PCs as well.
They do.
And this thing, I mean, the thing that really stands out to me is you got your fingerprint sensor for hello, and it's just so light. It's so light, it doesn't even feel real.
Right.
Amazing. So let's keep moving.
Yep.
So these are some of our premium devices. What else do we have over here, Dave?
So this is one of the most unique and kind of newest form factor devices. This is the Yoga Book by Lenovo. And again, I'm kind of harping on this one, but just look at how thin this is. This is when you imagined what your tablet would be when you were 5 years old. This is probably the closest that we've got to a device that would reflect that. Because it really is, I mean, even closed, it's thinner and lighter than I think the notepad I carry around in my back.
Yeah, probably.
So, the big, 1.5 pounds, Intel Atom processor, 64 gigs. But the cool execution here is that it has pen with paper as well. So you can write on the paper and it tracks real time on the PC, saves directly to OneNote or another note-taking application, kind of breaking the barrier down between, you know, people that want to use pen, want to save their content, but don't love writing on the screen.
Yeah, and I think this is coming to the same spot that we just saw when we talked to our friends from HP about the Sprout, right? You have amazing partners taking their hardware engineering prowess, putting it together with the power of Windows 10,
right.
power of Windows Inc., and really taking it in different directions. This is not the kind of thing where you would buy this necessarily if it was a mainstream PC that you would put in your kitchen,
right.
for example. But if you spend a lot of time taking notes, if you're a student, if you do a lot of note taking or drawing for work, it is the perfect device. Incredibly becomes effectively a digital notebook that you can bring with you anywhere.
Yep. And an advanced camera, so you can capture images of slides in a class or in a meeting or presentation. Just a great all-in-one, you know, portable device.
Really great. Anything else we want to cover at this table?
I think that's it for this table.
Okay. So there's a lot of great thin and light PCs. Gaming looks packed right now. So why don't we jump over and let's talk about what our friends at Intel are up to?
Yeah. So Intel has been pushing the boundaries of what we can do, and with the seventh generation, they've really focused again on power and performance. The seventh gen Intel PCs have been optimized to run cooler, have longer battery life, and have better performance than we've ever experienced in a CPU before.
Yeah, and they allow for really, really thin. A lot of these devices that we're taking a look at today and over the course of the week at CES are powered by these Intel seventh gen core processors. Like you said, better performance, better battery life, less fan noise, in some cases fanless PCs.
Exactly, and that's the Asus here is one of the fanless devices that I wanted to highlight.
Gosh, because it's so thin.
You really have to touch this device to experience how thin it is. It's got a great premium feel, you know, metal build quality.
Yeah, it feels
but
great.
Again, that Intel processing enables, you know, a traditional PC workload, but without a fan. So you don't have fan noise, you don't have the heat issues. And it includes Windows Hello as well. So, you know, really excited to see these great premium features of Windows in almost every device.
Right, and I love the fact that we're now at a spot where there is truly a PC, a premium PC, a modern PC with modern features like Hello, like Cortana, for everybody.
Yep.
Where no matter who you are, no matter how much you want to spend, whether you're a road warrior, whether you're a power gamer, which we'll get to in a minute, you don't have to compromise anymore. Yep. You don't have to compromise weight for performance. You don't have to compromise battery life for size.
Or
these are all things you can get everything. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can get it all in a single device.
Yep.
This is really nice. I love the size of this device. It feels really, really good. You know, even for such a thin device, even the keyboard feels really nice to use.
I noticed that earlier. So the one other device we wanted to point out here, I think, was the HP. And this is the HP EliteBook. Again, this is an enterprise-focused device. So it's not necessarily as thin as what you had there, but it has much higher spec. And again, you've got a 2-in-1 full touchscreen. And the big addition here is that, as I mentioned, almost every device now has pen. So you've got the Ink workspace. You've got really, again, the best of what Windows 10 can do.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this earlier. When I think about, you know, my first PCs when I joined the company, and they were 7-8 pound machines, and they were heavy, they were big, they were loud. And the fact that, you know, this thing, right, we're looking at under 3 pounds with Ink, with Hello, like, it's pretty amazing.
With
like,
an
this
Intel
is a beautiful
i7
yep. processor, yeah. Great. So speaking of performance, it doesn't really get any faster or bigger than the gaming PCs. So what do we have here? So like, talk to me a little bit about Windows gaming, like what we're looking at right now.
So Windows really is the best platform for gaming. And
yep.
we've seen the OEMs double down on that. And again, to kind of go to what we talked about before with something for everyone, you've got everything from a pro grade laptop that is ready to game out of the box.
Which is still under 8 pounds, which is amazing. These things used to be 15, 16 pounds a couple of years ago. This thing is under 8 pounds.
And it's not exactly thin and light, but it is a gaming beast. You've got a massive keyboard.
Yeah, this is, I mean, a great PC from Asus, Republica Gamers line. Like, kind of traditional gaming laptop feel, but I still think this is thin and light for a gaming PC.
It absolutely
like, maybe
is.
Maybe I'm just old school like that, but like, when I think about what they used to look like and what they are now, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and 32 gigs of RAM, an Intel Core i7, I mean, you've got everything in there. But then you move to kind of some of the new unique form factors. We've seen more and more gamers are getting out of their basements, apparently. And they want, this is a new product from Lenovo in their brand new gaming
Don't knock people who game in their basement.
Hey, I game in my basement, too. It's the only place they can. And this is kind of a fun form factor because it is a desktop. It's not a laptop. You can plug it into your monitor or TV, but it's designed with a handle, so it makes it easy to move.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where it's 20 pounds, like, full top-end, high-spec PC. What's interesting about this one has the Xbox wireless controller protocol in it. So you can connect your Xbox controllers straight to your PC, get less latency, better performance. So now you can take this controller, the same, you know, ergonomic control that you love playing on your Xbox, and play on a full high-end gaming PC. You can connect it to your 4K displays, set up your stereo speakers, take it apart, customize it. We still get that great Xbox experience. And with Xbox Play Anywhere, I can now buy a game like a Forza Horizon 3.
One time,
play it on my Xbox, and also play it on my PC.
Yes.
And get the same exact experience. That's pretty great.
And, you know, as we kind of alluded to, not all gamers are mobile. And the next PC that I think kind of demands our attention is this amazing...
Yeah, so this is from iBuyPower. And if you're familiar with iBuyPower, not everybody is. They do custom gaming rigs. So you can go to their site, you can customize this thing from top to bottom, everything from the chassis to the components to whether you want your cables standard or you want them braided. You can custom paint the outside, the inside, backlighting. But this one has this amazing display, this translucent display on it. So I hope that's coming up, coming out on the camera and you can see it. But you can customize this with effectively any image or animation that you want. So you don't just have a clear glass window that you can see through, you've got this amazing animation. So the gaming PCs are like the supercars of the PC world. They're tunable, they're customizable, they have the best specs, they have the highest performance. And I think it's really impressive to see this level of hardware and design innovation in still a very traditional desktop form.
Yeah, I mean, and who would have thought we would have had a screen on the side of a desktop?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I love what some of our smaller partners that are very specialized, like iBuyPower, are doing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And one more piece before we have to hit the road, and this is kind of an appropriate one to end on.
Yeah.
This is taking advantage of the new mobile VR market, and this is from MSI. This is their VR1. And, you know, we're just going to throw this on Ben's back and take off with it here.
Exactly right.
See how fast they stop us.
So why do I need this in a backpack?
So you need this in a backpack to really allow you to be fully untethered. If you're having a VR experience, you want, you know, you don't want to have to be as conscious of your
right.
surroundings. Because it's much more immersive. And that's where MSI wants to make a mobile VR experience accessible.
Yeah, it's really impressive to see. I mean, the fact that this backpack, which is only a couple of pounds.
Again, under 8 pounds.
Can power an immersive VR experience. You think about the computing power that took even 2, 3, 4 years ago. Now I've got a backpack that I could just hop on a plane, I could stuff it under my seat in front of me, mm-hmm. Get off the plane, throw on my headset, and be ready to game.
Exactly. And, you know, again, at under 8 pounds, 16 gigs RAM, 256 hard drive. I mean, it's a fully spec PC.
Yeah. So we got to get going. There's a ton more to see here at CES. Dave and I are going to be here all week taking deeper looks at the brand new hardware from all of our hardware manufacturing partners, showing off all the great stuff you can do when amazing design and the power of Windows 10 comes together. So keep an eye on the Facebook page, and we will see you in the next video.